Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Our people have been passing the Courvoisier for generations, but this brown liquor's legacy goes beyond rap lyrics. Cognac found a home in Black culture for one terrible reason. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. No matter the occasion, our people have been clinking glasses of cognac for centuries. But the reason is deeper than many realize. References to the spirit appeared in the early 2000s rap lyrics with hits like Busta Rhymes' Pass the Courvoisier. At the same time, Hennessy began cementing its decades-long relationship with the culture. Our love of cognac began when Black soldiers stationed in Southwest France were introduced to it during both world wars. On France's Liberation Day, farmers would give every soldier a bottle. The sweet sounds of jazz and blues swirled Parisian clubs alongside cognac and beloved performers like Josephine Baker. But there's another reason it won us over. The soldiers were in Europe enjoying cognac and feeling freer than they ever had been back home. Meanwhile, the U.S. spirits industry was heavily marketing whiskey. Despite our pioneering whiskey making, liquor companies popularized it by appealing to white nationalism, often using Black caricatures in their ads while brutalizing and lynching us in the streets. Things weren't adding up for the soldiers who shed blood for a country that couldn't care less about them. So when they returned, they kept sipping cognac and passing it on generation after generation. Don't get it twisted though. These corporations don't love us. We've always created the cool, so they exploit us and profit big. They need us. We've never needed them. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.